is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 28th of March, 2014. It's the birthday of the novelist Lauren Weisberger, born in Scranton in 1977, majored in English, spent a summer backpacking around Europe, then moved back to New York and landed a job as assistant to the editor-in-chief of Vogue magazine, and thereafter started to work on a book which became The Devil Wears Prada, based on her experiences as a personal assistant at Vogue. Came out in 2003, spent 6 months on the New York Times bestseller list. Lauren Weisberger's advice to young unpublished writers, she said, it's all about setting aside just a little time to write each week, figure out what works, and make it completely non-negotiable. It's the birthday of Nelson Algren, born in Detroit in 1909, grew up in Chicago, the city that he wrote about most of his career. Algren said, people ask me why I don't write about nature or the suburbs. He said, if a writer could write the truth about one Chicago street, that would be a good life's work. Graduated from the University of Illinois with a degree in journalism. It was the Great Depression. He had a hard time finding work. He worked as a door-to-door salesman and a farm worker. Made his way back to Chicago, hitchhiking and hopping trains. Wrote his first two novels, Somebody in Boots and Never Come Morning. Married a woman named Amanda Kontovitz. Divorced her, then married her again, and then they divorced again. And in 1950, he had his first big success with The Man with the Golden Arm, followed by a book-length essay, Chicago, City on the Make. Algren said about Chicago, it's like loving a woman with a broken nose. You may well find lovelier lovelies, but never a lovely so real. And it's the birthday of Russell Banks, Newton, Massachusetts, 1940. Went off to college, won a scholarship to Colgate, first in his family to go to college, but dropped out after only 8 weeks. He felt he didn't fit in among the preppies. Went off to Mexico, Florida, worked as a fisherman, gas station attendant. Went back to college at the age of 24 and did better. Russell Banks's most recent novel, Lost Memory of Skin, inspired by an encampment of sex offenders living under a causeway near his apartment in Miami. Here's a poem for today by Faith Sheeran, Why I Love Swimming Pools. I grew up in a resort town where they were as frequent as houses. I love their false blue, which is more vivid than the sky, and their shapes, rectangle, L, oval, diamond. Some have waterfalls, palm trees that rustle just above your head. I like the smell of chlorine, the ladies in sunglasses, as still as human sacrifices on their chaise longues. There are umbrellas, those swirls of happiness, and lifeguards dressed in eternal youth. We wear sunscreen thick with coconut oil, and the rooms where we change into swimsuits are like the telephone booths Superman used. Like him, we are different in our new form, weightless, able to jump from high places and survive. A poem by Faith Sheeran, Why I Love Swimming Pools, from Moving the Piano, published by Stephen F. Austin State University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And also supported by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that has been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles with assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.